Okay, great. Well, thank you, Sarah, for joining our podcast today. I'll hand it over to you to introduce yourself and your experience in the fitness industry, as well as your latest role at Solidcore today.
Great. Thanks for having me. I am Sarah Kiernan. I am the Vice President of People and Talent at Solidcore. Previously, I worked at SoulCycle. So that was my first entrance into the fitness space, and that was a little over a decade ago, so actually closer to 11 years. I started at SoulCycle in an EA role to their founders, which was a strange career jump to make later in life. But I was only in that role for about 6 months, and then I moved over into the instructor programming team, and that's when I started overseeing the instructor talent. So I oversaw the instructor talent for 7.5 years and was there up until the time that I joined Solidcore in 2019, and I've been here ever since.
Wow, that is quite the journey. You've really seen it all,
Yeah.
definitely. What were some of your biggest learnings from COVID?
Woo! COVID was like an Olympic sport in business leadership, truly. I think the biggest learnings that we had in COVID was truly that you have to treat everyone fairly and equally, number one, as a people leader, meaning that we had to lay off the whole company and with very few exceptions. And those exceptions were just people who could physically keep the lights on, you know, so we have to treat people fairly and equitably and kindly, but that we quickly learned that this business isn't anything without the talent that we have. And so the first chance that we got, we brought everybody right back to work, whether it was working at home or back in the studios when we could open our first studio. I'll never forget, we opened on May 8th. The date will stick out, like the first time we could actually operate a Solidcore class. And also that our brand speaks to people even in the time of a pandemic. So small group fitness classes were what people wanted. Strength training is what people wanted. I think in COVID, we really learned that some of the frills that the boutique fitness industry offers aren't what people want when push comes to shove. What they really want is the opportunity to get stronger, both mentally and physically, and that's what Solidcore offers above all else.
That's awesome. Do you feel like that was the shift of like what people should be focusing on after COVID when it comes to people development?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in COVID, we also just learned that people want value for their dollar, you know, and so with that, the value that you get in the Solidcore workout is next to none. It's you walk out of class feeling fit. I always like to say it takes one class and you see your abs, you know,
So
and
true, yeah.
for everyone. And so the value is really there, and also that the value is delivered by really excellent, top-notch talent who are motivated by making people the strongest version of themselves. And so we had to deeply invest in our talent, making sure that they had the tools and the resources to grow their careers and to also help our clients become the best versions of themselves.
That's awesome. And as a Solidcore client, I can definitely say you are living one life before you take that class, and after you just feel completely stronger mentally and physically. So
Yeah.
that's really, really great. And that was something that I was just going to say, just based on your experience, how do you think thinking differently has helped shape your career, especially looking at the future of Solidcore?
Well, you know, I think we are in a unique industry. Obviously, fitness as itself has been around since people started moving in the caveman times, but the boutique fitness movement hasn't really been around that long. We're still learning so many things about people, about modalities, about the way people want to move their bodies. And so right now, I think we're taking all of those learnings and trying to give people the opportunity to not only grow in their fitness journey, but to grow in their actual career and make a career out of this industry. So, we're giving both equal weight to the actual workout that makes people stronger and then the skills and the opportunities to grow in your career as well.
Definitely. And I feel like after working with you for some months, it definitely feels the passion of, you know, just because you're a trainer, this doesn't have to be a part-time job. You can really grow your career. And I feel like giving people those resources, especially if they really bond with a brand and they're really passionate about fitness and people, this is the perfect route to go if those people have the right resources.
Yeah, I think at the core of anything is passion, mm-hmm. right? And people who want to be involved in something that they believe in. And I think where we have been so fortunate is there are a lot of people who want to work for our brand because they fundamentally believe in it. It feels aligned with their values and their principles, which are, you know, strength and movement and a healthy lifestyle and a way of being. And so the brand really does attract talent that are like-minded. And so we have been able to utilize the people who are so excited to be a part of this brand mm-hmm. and show them that this doesn't have to be the fun part of their job or, you know, the fun part at the end of their day. Yeah. It can be an actual career here. But also with that said, for the majority of our clients, this is their part-time job
right.
and they can still grow yeah. and advance and earn more money and notoriety and status and title. Right. They can still grow even if this is their part-time job and they have another full-time job that they do as well. So we're really mostly proud of the growth that we can offer team members from 6 classes a week mm-hmm. to a full-time coaching schedule or a full-time corporate role.
Right. That's awesome. You're giving people different pathways, which is
yeah.
just great. Let's see. How would you differentiate SolidCore's culture versus other fitness studios, especially to like stand out across so many different boutique fitness companies?
Yeah. Well, it came up earlier today that we were talking about this as well, in that we're really competitive people. And I think people use the word competitive with a negative connotation mm-hmm. as if, you know, it's cutthroat or not supportive of each other. But we're all really competitive against ourselves and against other people as well, but in a way that challenges each other and motivates each other and pushes us to be the strongest version of ourselves. So we're a really competitive culture. I think we also, much like our workout, we're really no frills here. I think we show up to do really good work and to form really strong community. Mm-hmm. And those two things alone are what we fight for every day. And so I think a lot of the smaller, pettier pieces that can come along with any other job, you know, notoriety or smaller issues, they don't really show up here. People come here to be strong and to form community, and we offer that pretty plainly.
I love that. And I feel like you have to be competitive if you work for, you know, a fitness company. How do you feel like leaning into that in a training way is going to promote or like encourage your teams to be better?
Yeah, I think it speaks to who we are.
Yeah.
And I think when we saw the ability, even the leaderboard ability with the training, we were like, this is so great. People, it's not that people want to be better than others, but people want to challenge themselves.
Right.
And I think our workout every day is a challenge for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so every single day you show up on the machine, you're challenging yourself to be the strongest version there. And so I think the fact that we're able to offer people the opportunity to do that in front of their peers with their training is super exciting as well and fun. Like that's,
totally.
we work here because we also love fun, and this is a really fun and innovative way to excite our team members.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. When you're looking at the fitness industry, what do you think most companies get wrong when it comes to training and development?
What did I get wrong? That's an interesting question. I think ultimately what they get wrong is thinking that there is a super linear path mm-hmm. when people are all so different. And I think being more prescriptive with the way that we offer development is really what makes us stand out, meaning that we offer our training as if any other company would offer a training, mm-hmm. but then we offer a lot of continuing education. We offer different ways of getting the information. We have some trainings that are in person, a lot that are done digitally, a lot of that are self-served, that are instructor-led. Mm-hmm. So we offer a lot of different ways to get the information, and we offer a consistent learning opportunity. And I think that's really what has helped us stand out and helped our coaches continue their knowledge of the workout and also help them with their skills outside of the actual workout, diving into community building and what it means to be a team member at SolidCore mm-hmm. as well.
And I feel like the proof is in the pudding of just the expansion that you're going through, but you're constantly hiring people, opening new locations, and it's really great to see that you're actually walking the walk of, if you are an innovative company, you need to have the tools in place, you need to think differently, and I feel like that's something that you guys live and breathe every day.
Yeah, we take it really seriously, and I think for us, our product is our people, mm-hmm. right? So other companies, they offer a physical product, a cell phone, a water bottle. Our people are our product. Mm-hmm. And so we have the unique opportunity to always be refining, mm-hmm. upskilling, leveling up, and deepening the skills that our team have. Mm-hmm. And it makes our team want to work here longer,
right?
The more that we continue to invest in the experience that they're having. So it's a super important thing for us.
Yeah, no, that's great. And just going off of like the fitness industry, where do you think there's the most opportunity for companies to stay innovative and help differentiate themselves when it comes to developing their people, attracting younger talent?
I think it's all going to be technology. Yeah. I think with growth and expansion and outreach and just how big this world is getting, mm-hmm. I think fitness, for all that I see, still has a lot of manual processes. And I'm not talking Solicore explicitly, it's kind of across the board of, you know, old school training habits in a room together, teaching things, the actual modality that they're teaching, which is still important, and I'm not taking away from it, but I think leveraging technology to deepen the skills and the continuing education piece is going to be the most important thing that companies will have to do mm-hmm. in order to keep their talent engaged and also keep their talent knowledgeable. There's always an evolution of learning, especially when it comes to the body, when it comes to working out. We know more today about our bodies and exercise science than we ever did before. And so in order for our talent to stay competitive, they have to continue to learn those things. And technology is the key driver in being able to get information out quickly to our talent.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, one of my final questions is, what was your beginning motivation of looking for ways to train your team besides PDFs and videos and more of that stagnant way of learning?
Yeah, I think post-COVID, we felt more disconnected than ever. And I think we had been doing things a certain way for so long. And during COVID, we had to innovate because we had no other choice than to start doing more virtual training or virtual connections. And so it put us on a path of really trying to understand how people are best learning. Mm-hmm. And we have a really great product department, shout out to Triana on my team, who leads a really thoughtful journey for our coaches. And it's really important for her and the work that she does to understand how to motivate mm-hmm. her team. And I think that put us on this path.
Totally.
Is really understanding key motivation for our team and how they can continue to be excited to work here.
Right. And that totally shows, I mean, you can just feel the passion from all the instructors and trainers, but I think understanding each person's motivation, just like you said, people learn in different ways, so giving people the different options and resources and tools is the way that companies can really help differentiate themselves.
Well, yeah, and with any hyper-growth company, it's impossible to have the corporate talent mm-hmm. that's required to keep up and keep connected to so many people in a field-based organization like we are. We're across the country, and we are growing faster than we can imagine. And so the technology and the more innovative training tools are helpful for us to stay connected to mm-hmm. our team out in the field who maybe we don't have the opportunity to spend so much face-to-face time with.
Definitely. And given all of your experiences, what are you most excited for in the future, specifically with Solicore, but also across like the fitness industry?
Well, with Solicore, I am super excited to keep growing our footprint across mm-hmm. the country. There are so many communities in our country that are dying for a workout like Solicore, people who value strength and fitness and challenging themselves, and I'm really excited for them to all get Solicore.
Yes.
It would be my dream to see us in all major cities across the U.S. and international expansion is something that I am very excited about.
Yes.
And hope to see in my time here. And then across the industry, I'm just excited for people to keep coming up with new things. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes it can seem overwhelming, all the new ways to work out. But I think of when I was growing up, there weren't that many ways to work out, and we didn't prioritize our health and fitness right. when I was younger. You know, we had gym class, or we had maybe you would go for a run, but we didn't have this many options mm-hmm. when I was growing up. And I think we're seeing more conscious people coming out of this younger generation, people mm-hmm. who value strength in their body and their mind and their spirit. And I think that all of these new ways of working out will hit all people one day. People will find what makes them happy and feel good about themselves. And that excites me.
That's awesome. Yeah, I definitely see the shift of a holistic approach. And it definitely feels like people are making their health a priority. So hopefully we have some healthy younger generations keeping us in check.
Yeah, I think we will. I'm very excited for it.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining Attenzi today. We're so excited for the future of our partnership, but we really appreciate you coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great hanging out with you.
Yeah.